Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, sus listeners. I do more than just talking on the mic. I actually sing into the mic. If you want to hear my brand new song called Girl Next Door, it's available everywhere. You know what? Let me play a little bit of that for you.
I'm falling for the girl next door. Been through hell and back. That's why she don't get attached. I'm falling for the girl next door. I'm falling for the girl next door.
Sounds fire, right? Right after this podcast, go stream Girl Next Door, available everywhere on every single platform where they stream music. Enjoy.
All right, so you want to hear a crazy story?
Yes, I do.
All right, so last night I had a dream. My dream was I got stung by a bee.
Okay.
So I woke up in the morning, went on a bike ride, and I got stung by a bee.
Wow.
So do you think I man-infested that?
You what?
Man-infested.
You mean manifested?
Do you not get it?
Not exactly.
No, just do the intro.
Okay. Welcome to Sus, Share Your Scare, where we talk to different people and hear their stories of survival, the paranormal, and all things sus. I'm your host, Brennan Taylor. I'm here with my brother and the co-host, Jake Taylor.
What's up?
And today we have on a comedian, author, and influencer, Manon Matthews. Welcome to the podcast.
How did you not get his man-infestation joke?
Right over my head.
I thought it was funny.
Thank you for looking that up. I really appreciate it. You did your research.
I did.
I should have realized that knowing that I saw you in our meditation class. Like,
I mean,
don't give it all away. We're going to have all my fans there waiting.
It's going to be a mean read.
We'll put a bleep.
No, we're playing. It's an awesome place. And we go in there for meditation.
There's chickens.
I ran into Manon in there.
Yeah, we were meditating.
You want to know what?
I looked to my right. I'm like, what?
You want to know what? Reddit. The way I realized it was you is because that day, I'm going to call you out, but you blew your nose in the middle of meditation class. Like, it was so loud and obnoxious, and I woke up, I didn't wake up, but I opened my eyes to look at, like, who did that? And
in the right mind would blow their nose? Oh, Manon.
Yeah.
She's usually so graceful. What is she doing? Just my way of getting attention in meditation class. Blow your nose loudly.
No, I remember that, but have you been?
I've been great, you know? Hanging in, doing that. I really miss that hen that we go to, but yeah. I do the online one now.
Do you do that?
I check it out.
I couldn't get into the online.
Well, because the environment's so great and warm and cozy.
Right?
Do you still live in the same place? I used to live right next to you. Yeah, we never hung out.
I know.
Sad.
I've run into Manon every so often, just at random places. The first time it was a coffee shop, and then meditation class. Like, how random.
And just on the street.
Right?
And you had a dog, right?
Yes, I'd walk my dog, and you lived right there.
And I'd be driving by, I'm like, hey!
Did you live in the same place as Vincent
Marcus? I think we're supposed to be in each other's. Well, yeah, he took over my apartment.
Oh.
Yeah. So my name is still on that lease.
Wow. Yeah, they didn't
Big
tell you
things.
About that party. That party that they threw last night.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding.
We're switching
no
over.
No parties. Have you always been into, like, meditation and, you know, spirituality?
That started happening when I quit drinking, and I was like, I'm going to go on a spiritual path because my life is getting disruptive, and that was like 9 years ago, and then I started meditating, praying, writing, talking to a higher power, and I was like, oh my God, I've been missing out. I've been thinking that I'm running the show. I'm not. It's the universe. And then I got really into it.
Wow.
And then now I'm obsessed.
What was the moment that made you, like, really turn to it?
When I had no other option. Like, I overdrank and overconsumed since I was a little girl, trying to fill that hole inside of me, not in a gross way, which I know that's what you're thinking. But
not.
They call it, in some spiritual sense, they call it a God-sized hole, meaning we try to fill that hole with anything that's just not, like, trust.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, food, gambling, sex, texting, shopping, drinking, whatever it is, because deep down, we're just looking for connection.
That's true.
We're constantly desiring to just connect with one another. That's why eye contact feels so good. Your soul gazing and hugs, which I really miss these days, which really suck not to get. We're just seeking connection, man.
Yeah. So do you think that, where was I going with this question? I got lost because you started making me think about hugs, and I was like, damn, I haven't actually hugged someone in a long time.
Oh, I know. It's been forever.
We're being reprogrammed to stop connecting.
Yeah.
And turning against each other.
And then the world of social media and stuff, everything is just right there. You don't actually need to be face-to-face anymore.
Yeah, but how
really
good do hugs feel? Like a long one? It takes 6 seconds for that oxytocin to really release. It's the happy chemical.
I thought that was melatonin.
No, that's the sleep aid.
Yeah, I put you to bed.
My tonins are all off.
Your tonins are off.
No, but so look, Men and I actually knew each other for a very long time because we both started up on this app called Vine. And that's how we first ever met each other. We did a brand deal together. Do you remember that?
Oh, Toyota?
No, it was Ford.
Oh, shit.
Close enough.
Close done enough. Yeah, where was that?
In Detroit, Michigan. Yes, they flew us to Detroit.
Oh, what a dream!
Right, that was the first time I've ever been to Detroit.
Same here.
It was interesting. It was cool. We got to go around the whole Ford factories and see how they like produce cars and stuff. And I was like,
yeah, cool. That was cool. That was a long time ago. And then I saw you at one dinner party where Vine held like a dinner party and you were filming yourself.
Yes, I was filming myself.
Because you were a vlogger.
Because I was a vlogger
at the time. And you're still a vlogger?
Not really anymore. We kind of do more like food stuff.
Yeah.
Restaurant
what do you mean?
Reviews.
You eat food? Oh, sick.
We make foods. We're cooks now.
Cooking stuff from scratch.
Oh, you're going to get so... you already are getting so many ladies. Yeah. How's the quarantine?
I mean,
I have a girlfriend, so I'm set, but he's been pretty lonely.
I'm married to the game. That's it, you know?
I guess so.
What game?
The rapper.
Oh, the game. Not
I'm
Monopoly.
Just playing. He's going to kill me for saying this.
You guys are married.
Definitely.
I'm just playing. But yeah, so now you're an author too.
Yeah, I wrote a book called Funny How It Works Out.
And what was that book about?
Oh, my life. I talk about Vine in there. I talk about addiction, drinking, my parents. And then I got married and then I'm in the middle of a door. So
no
I talk about that already.
When did you get married? I feel like this is just all just new information.
Yeah, you don't know me at all.
No, I was like, I thought I knew her, but...
Yeah, I think last time I saw you, I was just filing.
Wow.
I don't know. That could be wrong time.
What happened, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, it's a scary story if you want to know
maybe we should hop into that in a few minutes, you know, if that's the scary.
It's really scary. It's going to shiver you all up
I mean,
and down.
Marriage already scares me a little bit, guys.
It should.
Yeah. So more about your book. You have like a guide on there, like a 30-step guide or something, right?
I mean, I love that you're doing your research.
I'm trying.
It's amazing.
You know,
you're going to do more and more big things.
That's why I finally gave him the title of co-host today, because on our YouTube channel, if you guys don't watch our podcast on YouTube as well, you should. They were all getting mad because when I did the intro, I was like, this is my brother Jake, instead of saying like he's the co-host.
He's part of it. Yeah.
But definitely. You know, I felt like he needed to earn that.
Yeah, and you did.
You earned it.
Good job.
He did his research.
I'd shake your hand, but there's glass between us.
So
like jail.
But yes, tell us about these 30 steps.
The 30 steps. Well, they're just kind of like guides. So like I started the Manifestation channel as something separate to my comedy channel because for some reason I was too insecure to be like, I can just mix them. I was like, no, funny people. Well, people that are looking for comedy won't want, you know, just breathe. And they'll be like, is she joking or what? Because it's confusing to when you, whatever, mix things.
Yeah.
So I started a separate channel to like kind of hone in all the lessons and spirituality that I had earned in the last learned in the last 8 years. So I basically took what the videos that I was creating and formulated it in a 30-day lesson. Like, you know, a lot of people obviously are suffering from depression and anxiety and being in their head and not connecting. As you know, Brennan's looking at his phone. He's not listening.
I'm listening. I'm just pulling up the next topic so I could be ahead of the game.
So basically it's a guide to like get back in your body, trust yourself, take care of yourself, get outside, breathing exercises for people who suffer from anxiety, making lists, you know, getting organized, making goals. So just basically like 30 days. The reason why I did 30 is because like there's about that many in a month and you can have it on your coffee table and like flip to a page and be like, oh, you know what? I haven't walked. And that's why I'm feeling irritable and discontent. And if I go on a gratitude walk and focus on what I'm grateful for, then I'll calm more of that in and I'll be having blood flow in the body.
Do you own or rent your home?
Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work.
You know what's easy?
Bundling policies with Geico.
Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy, and it's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.
That's geico.com.
How do you manage to, you know, being a social media influencer? I'm asking this mainly for myself, but there's also other people out there that probably go through the same thing. How do you manage to, like, put your phone down and really just be one with the world? Like, I struggle with that lately, especially during quarantine. Like, I'm glued to my phone, constantly jumping from one app to the next, and I'm not even really looking at anything.
Yeah, I guess I like to jump forward to my deathbed and go, how will I have felt spending half of my life on my phone? Is that truly what I deeply desire? And I know that if I spend the life living on my phone and things continue going the way they're going, I will have not really truly lived, and I would have missed it. And I don't want to miss life by being on my phone, because again, on my phone, I'm just searching for connection. I want true connection. I want to be in person with you. I want to look you in the face, hug you, make love to you, all that good stuff that really fills me up, rather than like phone, which is just like a quick dopamine hit.
Yeah,
and so I know that when I'm going to my phone, I'm searching for that. And I find that when meditation happens, is like that oneness and that connectedness that feels better than the phone, the immediate gratification. And so, you know, kind of seeing like, if I keep going down this road, what will I lose out on? Which is experiences. And I don't want to ever lose out. So it helps me stay in the day of going, okay, less of this. And also like setting a structure. So like, we have to go on our phones, right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't have the luxury in some way to be like, you know, I'm just going to delete Instagram, which I have done, just to like...
Oh, I think we all have done something like that.
Yeah, and then I lost all my drafts, and I was like, son of a...
And then you redownloaded it anyway, so yeah. It was like, what's the point of even deleting
it? It's so annoying.
It?
But it's just that extra step of like, right. Oh yeah, I forgot that I deleted it for a reason. I wanted to like be in my life. And I find when I'm off of social media, I tend to have less stress, especially nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I like to structure it as if it's the gym. You know, when you're in the gym, you know it's time to work out, but you don't work out all day, every day. But we go to our phone all day, every day, if we're right. In a bored moment or whatever. And so maybe taking time twice a day for 30 minutes at 9:30, and then at 9:30 again, and that's twice a day for 30 minutes, and that's your allotted time scheduled to do everything you need to do. Because for the most part, it's just scrolling and liking and commenting, and is it really that fulfilling? I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I see myself on TikTok like for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I go... like blink, and I'm just swiping.
Exactly, and time just like passes. Next thing you know, you're looking at the clock and it's 9 p.m. and you're like, whoa, where's dinner? I didn't even have dinner yet.
Yeah.
You know, like social media is a blessing and a very big curse at the same time.
Oh yeah, you guys watched the social Dilemma. Did you watch that?
I watched 20 minutes of it and got so bored. I'm not going to watch it.
Because it's kind
of
like
obvious. I started looking at my phone too. Yeah. I got distracted from the movie.
Oh shit.
Yeah, but a thing with Brennan is he'll post something, YouTube, Instagram, or anything. He spends an hour reading the comments.
Oh.
Like, I like to read the comments, like what people saying right away. I like to see how many views so I can compare it to my last video.
Yeah.
To really see if it's doing better or if it's doing
worse. Do you feel bad when it doesn't do well like I do?
Sure, yeah. I definitely do feel bad. I'm like...
I bet you all your videos do well, though.
No, I mean, there's definitely some that do better and some that do worse. But there is those times where like I'll hit that rough spot and just be like... crap video after crap video after crap video, and we all go through that. And
especially during COVID, like we haven't been able to do what we usually do,
traveling
and stuff.
Oh god,
yeah. So we're kind of like doing the same like videos right now because we don't know what
like part 25. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I miss traveling too. It was my favorite thing, and this is the least amount I've traveled in, like, I'm sure you relate, in like 5 years.
Yeah,
we had a crazy trip planned to Sydney, Australia. Where else were we going?
We were
gonna
hit Bali.
And then the Philippines,
and we were gonna do it all literally.
And our flight was like March 12th or something like that, and it was like right days before like the actual lockdown happened.
Such a bummer.
Yeah. And they ended up they didn't even cancel our flight. Like we decided not to go last minute, because this is like when the America was like shutting down borders, like barely, slowly, like everything wasn't happening right away. So we ended up not canceling our flight, and they ended up scamming us. Like, do you remember what that place is called? Because I want to diss them on my podcast.
It was some airline.
They scammed us $600. I bought the flights, they wouldn't give me the money back.
And I hate that.
And I will call them out next time I find out their name. I'm gonna ask my mom, and then I'm gonna call them out. a future podcast.
And then they're going to message you and be like, here's $20,000 credit.
I need that. You
know? I'm down. Travel
take
the world.
Take what you can get. Yeah. I've complained on Twitter and then gotten like a $200 thing from Delta or whatever.
Oh, we need to start doing that.
Talking about complaining on social media, do you realize that social media is just a giant place where people complain and just put it out online?
Yes.
Like, there really is no positivity in social media because everything is everyone's complaints, if you really think about it.
What are they complaining about on your channel?
Not on my channel, but, like, on, like...
In general,
like, comments. Like, people...
Yeah, because it takes no courage to complain and, like, diss someone. When you're face-to-face, it's really hard to be like, okay, let me say this mean thing that I was going to feel free to say online. It takes no courage at all, which is why... Again, imagine having that courage in person to go talk to that person or say this or compliment this. It gives you this fluttery feeling and it's really exciting and that gets missed online.
Have you always had this certain point of view? Were you always like this? Or before, obviously you got more spiritual, but like, were you always like optimistic and very like seeing the bigger
picture? That's how you see me?
Yeah, you seem like you see the bigger picture and things. Well, me, I just make a decision quick and impulsive.
No, I'm pretty impulsive as well. I don't know if I've always been like this, but I know... No, I used to like get wasted all the time and make the worst decisions. I'm telling you, when I quit drinking, that all changed.
Tell me what's like. What's some of your worst decisions? Because I need to know. Like, maybe I'm going down a wrong path and I just don't know because I haven't met someone. So please tell me what's one of the bad things that you were doing that really made you want to like turn your life around?
Like throwing up in public.
I've done that a couple times. Right outside a club or something?
Yeah. Or just on the table.
Ooh. You did that?
So, yeah, I was like at some like tequila or something on Hollywood, and I was sitting at a table, and it was just like four of us, and I was, you know, blacked out or whatever, and then my friend says that he just saw me, and then I threw up in my hair on the table, and then he had to go wash me. I mean, that's one thing.
So it was like crazy like that.
But it wasn't every day. It was just like once every month I would black out and like or pass out in Vegas. This is how I knew I had an issue because
sorry for laughing.
No, please. I'm over it. That's fine. I processed. That's how you know that you processed it when you can laugh at it because wiring sorrow to humor is what we do. And that's why everything's funny. But yeah, so I went to Vegas and for some reason, no one I always like to eat. Like, I need to eat, especially before drinking. You can't, like... Well, the people I was with, they were like, forget dinner, just shots. And I was like, ugh. And I would get that irritable feeling of like, yeah, but I want to eat first and whatever. So I didn't. So I overdrank, started hitting on the bouncer right in front of my boyfriend, then got to the club. And I was either roofied or I just drank too much, but I passed out in the club.
Wow.
And then woke up in the hospital at 5 a.m. with IVs in me. And I was like, what? How did I get here? And I was mortified and so embarrassed and like humiliated in front of my boyfriend at the time, my best friend. They were worried about me. And I was like, I'm actually never going to drink again because that was horrific.
Yeah.
And I literally was, you know, like, how did it get that way? And I was like, I'm never going to drink again. And then 5 hours later, disease is so powerful that it will tell you, you know what? It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And then you drink again. And that's what I did. I didn't drink a ton, but I drank a drink because I was at a club and it was an outside pool party. And I was like, I'm not going to just be here sober.
Yeah.
Even though like now I can go to any party, do the same shit that I did completely sober. And I feel 10 times more powerful because I don't need that liquid courage. You know what I mean? But it took a lot of healing. And
yeah,
you know,
good for you on
becoming
that.
Honest.
Because honestly, I feel like I'm not that same. Like, I don't go that same hardness. But, like, I feel like definitely at parties and stuff, I cannot go to a party sober. I'm so bored.
See, I'd rather be sober.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I just, like to observe everything. And, like, I don't know. I'm always watching over him. He does stupid shit. Excuse my language, but...
I ain't
doing
nothing stupid.
Yeah, he does.
I do start a lot of little troubles when I'm drunk, but, like, I don't get drunk
Well,
that
everybody
often.
Does that.
Yeah.
That's when all their stuff comes out. That's why a lot of people just start crying or, like, screaming and punching the air and punching other people's because it's all the repressed anger.
Yeah, and I was actually... We had a psychic medium on here one time, and she told us that alcohol comes from the term al-ghul, which is, like, your spirit goes away when you're drinking, and the different spirits that, like, are stuck here on Earth go into your body, which is, like, bars.
I hate that thought.
Or that... Look, think of the name, like, wine and spirits. Like
spirits.
Spirits.
Like
ghosts.
Yeah. That's where it comes from.
I believe it.
Especially around Halloween. Apparently, they really do come out. Like, you gotta be real careful around that night.
Y'all just gotta stay home and be safe. Most important.
Well, especially because the spirits we just talked about.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
let them get you.
Because
they will stay for a while. unless you do some stuff, I don't know what stuff, but some things
to let go,
get rid of the spirits.
Yeah, you know, look, the name of the game here is Share Your Scare. So I think it's time we jump on into your scare, Miss Manon Matthews.
Okay, well, do you want the short scare or the long?
Give us the good long scare.
It's going to start off not scary.
Okay, hey, this is your scare. You share it how you like.
All right. So I moved to New York City.
Which part?
Manhattan, Gramercy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Upper East Side?
Nope. Oh. Gramercy.
You don't even know what
I don't
saying.
Know what I'm saying. I watched Gossip
like,
Girl first, second
XOXO.
Season.
XOXO.
Yeah. Sorry, continue.
No, it's all good. And I went there to like just be somewhere else because I grew up in LA and I was like I get it. I know what's going on here. I want to be somewhere new where I don't know anybody. And I got this apartment where I walked up five flights of stairs and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it was Halloween night. This is crazy.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. What the? All right. It was Halloween night. I was on Instagram. I was looking at my friend's story and I saw that he was hanging out with a couple of friends and they were dressed up and I saw this guy and I was like, oh my God, who is that? I need to know him. There's something about his energy. I didn't even see his face yet. I just saw his energy. I went to his tag. I was like, oh, that's so weird. And I looked at his whole page, not his whole page, but a lot of the page, and I saw his videos. And he wasn't like a comedian, but he made funny videos and characters, and he seemed so talented and present. Mm-hmm. And he just had this energy that I was like, I know this person. Anyway, the next day, I moved from one apartment to the other into a brand new apartment, November 1st, and I go to his page again, and I just feel this sensation of like, oh my God, I know this person. I need to talk to him, and I'm not much of a DMer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe now more than ever, but at the time, I didn't DM people. Like, it just, whatever. And I went to DM him and saw that he had already written me 18 months before. And
wow.
He lived in Australia. So he was born in Scotland, grew up in New Zealand, from Australia. So we were like worlds apart kind of thing. Anyway, we decide to FaceTime because we're both having this rapport of like we know each other. Because his first message to me was, you shine unlike any other human I've seen in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to see how you're channeling your light, which is how I talk. So I was like, okay, not only is this guy like super hot, but also I feel a deep connection and he talks like me. This is crazy. So
it's a good line to come in with. It's very powerful for anyone who's like spiritual,
know.
Like gets a line like that. I'm going to be like, oh, if I was a girl, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was. And then that night we FaceTimed. And as I'm looking at his video on FaceTime, the words that come on my mind is, oh, that's the man I'm going to marry. And I'm like, that's weird. And I don't tell him, obviously, because that would be a little...
just a little bit.
A little alarming.
Hey, you know I'm going to marry you, right? Which I've never done. I've actually dated a lot and had boyfriends, but I never thought like, and this is the one I'm going to marry. Because I just, again, I didn't really care about it or whatever. But I had that thought. We FaceTimed for like 2 hours. The next day, my mom said, how did your move go? I was like, great. And I met the man I'm going to marry. And she's like, wow, what a day. And we're we're FaceTiming again, me and the guy. And I start crying, like
on
tearing
FaceTime.
Up because I'm just feeling so much. He starts tearing up on FaceTime day two.
Whoa.
It's a lot.
That's a connection.
That's
right
some
there.
Twin flame stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And he goes, I'm going to send you the song. Just listen to the song and tell me what you think. And I listened to the song. And like, again, in like 10 seconds in, I'm like, that's our wedding song. That I do type to him like a lunatic. But it didn't feel wrong. It just didn't. He's like, I know it is. That's why I haven't shared it with a single soul. I've saved it for us. Okay. We FaceTime 3 more days, like for 3 hours. He meets my mom in because at the time he's in California. I'm in New York. He meets my mom, who lives in LA at the time, for a 2-hour coffee before he flies over to meet me in person.
Wow.
We meet in Madison Square Park, hold each other, tear up. I say, where have you been? He says, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Well, it's like a movie.
This is some Shakespeare right now.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing that's ever happened to me by far, by a landslide.
Okay.
I finally understood when people are like, when you know, you know. I was like, oh, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
I know. It's all there already.
Yeah.
So we spend a week together. We travel back and forth. We're long distance. 4.5 months later, I fly to Australia. I meet his family. He proposes. I say, of course. And then he moves to New York. Then we move back to LA, bachelorette party. We have the wedding of our dreams, just tears, but beautiful. Like everything was given to me for free and given to us, like other than like the venue, but like everyone's just showering us. People would comment. Like I took all these people on my love journey, you know, because I lived out loud on Instagram as we do. like everybody in my life was just like, you met your match. Like, he's your person. We would go to parties and like dance in synchronicity and just have the same moves. It was just weird. Like, I just have known him forever. Yeah. It felt. And we spent a lot of time together. He treated me like a queen, like a princess, just like would do everything for me, just compliment me nonstop, just like really strong language. Oh, he said, I love you the day he met me in person. And I said it right back. And it didn't feel weird. That was what the crazy part was. There was no shakiness. There was no fear. There was, should I? There was no questioning. It just was what it was. And that's how I knew it to be real. So we move into a house because I bought us a house, and we moved in 5 days before the wedding on Weddington Street. Weird.
Oh, wow.
He was born the day my parents got married, May 28th, 1986.
So there's a lot of like
interesting
synchronicities
things,
that are
right?
happening.
Yeah. Yeah, he was literally born the day my parents got married. Like, he was made for me. That's how we would joke about.
Oh. This crazy. Is crazy so far.
So. Get ready. So we move into the house, wedding of our dreams. A month in, I get the wedding photos. And they're stunning. They look like they could be in the cover of some bridal...
People's magazine.
Yeah, not People. Maybe.
Vogue.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a difference.
Yeah. Sorry.
Us Weekly?
Yeah. Might as well for the National Enquirer.
So I got the photos. I'm just like, oh my God, these are so... I can't wait to post them. And I get a call from my best friend in the world, who is actually a twin flame, but we're just friends and became best buds. He was the one that cleaned me up after I threw up on myself in my hair.
Good person.
Yeah, great person. And he and his girlfriend texted me and they said, hey, like, can we come take you to coffee? And I was like, sure. And they take me to coffee. Oh no, I'm like, well, no, just come over. Come look at the wedding photos. They're like, no, we want to take you to coffee. And I was like, that's so weird. They never do that. So they take me right down the street, not very far, somewhere I drive by every day. And they sit me down and I'm like, this is, something feels really weird about this. And Travis, my best friend, grabs my arm, and then Kathy, his girlfriend, grabs my other arm.
No.
And they're like, what we're about to tell you might be really difficult to hear. But just know that, like, no matter what, like, we're here always. And you're going to get through what we're about to tell you. And that's like, what?
Yeah,
like, what?
Freaking.
Who died?
Yeah.
Oh, my whole world from like down to the just flipped my cells, if there is such a thing as like flipping and shrinking. And like, I literally thought he was going to tell me that my mom, dad, and husband just died. Like, wow. Just the shakiness that I felt was insane. And I was like, what? He goes, so this girl messaged me on Instagram saying that Manon's going to really need a friend right now because her husband has been messaging me on and off for a month, sending me nude videos, nude photos, saying Manon's nothing, she's useless, we won't be together. That's
what the guy was saying?
My husband.
Oh no,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And I saw screenshots.
You saw the screenshots?
I saw it all. Oh, there's 100 of them
from different people.
For her, just for now.
Oh,
just for her. And they didn't know each other. She lived out of state, and he just said, you're my true queen, Manon's nothing, I'm about to blow up on the red carpet, and I want you by my side, which is ridiculous because he hadn't done anything yet. And I'm shaking. I'm just like, what? Because I just told you the fairy tale.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're telling me that this man that I trust, that I'm with every single day, we spend day and night together. Like, there's no, the only time we don't is when he's in the shower, which is when he was sending her photos and nude videos.
Oh, wow.
So I'm freaking out. I go home. I grab my keys. At this point, I'm like, who did I marry? Like, who did I actually marry? Like, marriage is special to me. This isn't like some, like, oh, I'll just do it like three times. Like, that, I only did that because I was 100% sure that he was my person. And then he was talking, what I see is he's talking shit about his wife. This isn't like, oops, I slept with someone when I was wasted, which wouldn't be great, but I could definitely get past that.
Yeah.
I could, because I could go, well, you weren't in your right mind and let's work on this. But this was like another level of deceit where it lasted so long and was so abrupt, and then throwing me under the bus. And I was like, wait, what? You love, like, what are you talking about? What, tell me these, like, it just made no sense. So I went home, confronted him. He confessed, got on the floor, and was just like, I'll do anything, blah, blah, blah. I proceeded to sage and shower him for 4 to 8 hours because he was crying nonstop.
You saged him? Like, you...
Yeah, because I was like, he's got
demon,
some...
get off.
I was like, I don't know what's wrong with you. Because I literally was like, I don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
That's when all flipped. That's why it's my spooky story.
What was his, like, reasoning? Why?
Oh, that he hates himself and never felt good enough for me, so he had to sabotage it.
Oh my God.
Sounds crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So I decided to stay for 3 months.
No.
Because I was like, well, I married him. This
and he's saying, you can't just cancel it.
You can't just cancel the marriage. And everybody in my life was like, he fooled us all, man. And like, this isn't just you. It's not like I was with someone where all the friends were like, dude, what are you doing? It was literally like, you know, we danced to that song that I said was our wedding song. That's what we danced to at our wedding. And, so I decided, you know what, I'm gonna just see therapy, da da da. Anyway, I wasn't seeing the changes I needed, and then I made a decision to break it off. And now we have about a month left until the divorce is final.
Wow.
And wrote a book, included it in my book.
That's
and
awesome.
Since then, many women have come forward saying, yeah, he was messaging me too, and here's my screenshots.
Way.
So I found out that it wasn't just her, it was a bunch of women.
Wow.
Then I get a message from his ex-girlfriend, who he was with for a year. And she says, reading your book was like reading my exact story.
Wow.
Thank you for writing it. By the way, I think your wedding song was this title. And she gave the title, which I don't give in the book, because that was to be our wedding song.
Oh, so this guy was just a liar from the start.
Pathological.
Did you watch You on Netflix?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It literally just seems like another season of that.
I did watch it.
Yeah, like,
where he was pretending to be someone he's not for the whole entire time,
like
telling you
so
all
much,
sweet nothings.
Like, he did so much research on you just to say the perfect things to win your heart.
Yeah.
Did you guys, like, have a prenup and stuff? Because, like...
Well, yeah, my dad made me, thank God.
Was he... he didn't have a U.S. citizenship, but does he have it now?
Yeah, he does.
Hmm.
Yeah, we all know what's going on here.
Yeah,
but I was so...
Blinded,
you know,
by love.
Blinded. Yeah, I was like, I've only been treated, like, really well, to my knowledge. I had yet to be cheated on, to my knowledge. Uh-huh. I had a great father, so I don't really have... Everyone has, like, parental issues or whatever, but literally I had never experienced anything like this, so I really was blinded by his words rather than my gut instinct, which in hindsight I can go... There was a couple moments where I was like, that's interesting, but his words were so beautiful, and I believe that I'm that lovable that I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I am the most amazing woman. I am funny and cute and pretty and sexy and all the things. You finally see me. But instead, he was just saying that so that I wouldn't go anywhere and all these things. It's like, in hindsight, it's pretty creepy and messed up.
That's crazy. How did you, like, get through it, though? Like, maybe someone's going through something similar, or maybe someone just has their heart broken right now. How did you get through it?
I cried a lot. I did a lot of breath work to release a stuck emotion. I wrote about it, like journaled about it. I screamed at him. Like he actually, it's so weird because a lot of it I grieved with him, meaning he like, there's this masculine feminine energy workshop that we both did throughout our marriage just to make, because I was successful and whatever. And I don't have the power to emasculate anybody who's truly in their masculine and owns who they are. But I think what happened was our dynamic shifted. And so because I was successful and he wasn't working and didn't have a job, he just naturally didn't feel good enough. And so the polarity of the relationship shifted. And so anyway, we did this thing where in your feminine, I would be in my feminine and just like let out my emotions, and he would be the still masculine and just hold the wild feminine aching heart or whatever, the pain. And so he held a lot of the pain that was like grieving through me. So I didn't push it down. I expressed that stuff like no one's business, because I held off of like yelling at him for a while, because I saw that like, oh, he's really in pain, because a happy person does not need to do any of that stuff. And I started feeling kind of bad for him. But then I stopped feeling bad for him once I realized like he's not changing and he did exactly what he wanted to do. And then I started feeling less sorry for him. But yeah, a lot of just sharing about it, which helped a lot of women come to me and be like, write to me and say, I just went through that. And I'm like, whoa, I have a whole new way of connecting with people that I didn't have before. Keeping my heart open, right? Like writing about it really helped in my book, and talking about it and learning, like taking what it taught me, which was to trust my gut and to take my time. You know, if it's urgent, it's not spiritual, right? If there's that urgency, which I kind of had, where I was like, why did we have to get married right away? I actually don't know. All I knew was just that I was sure, so I could do it now or later. It doesn't really matter. But in hindsight, had I waited and been more patient, maybe he would have revealed that a lot
His
sooner
true
and
colors,
saved everybody's time.
Yeah.
Because it will come out. Energy doesn't lie. The body doesn't lie. People lie. And trust your body. Like, I wasn't sometimes trusting my body. Like, there was many times where I wasn't physically, yeah. like, later in, I wasn't physically attracted.
Right.
I think we had that initial spark. I think it started good. And then, but he, you know, he lied the second yeah. day with the song. So I don't know.
Because you said that, you know, everything he was saying was perfect, right? Like, how do you ever go and trust yourself again that these feelings that you're feeling maybe with someone new this time are real? Like, especially going through something like that where he told you everything that you wanted to hear.
Yeah, well, now I know what to look out for. Like, find a man that doesn't need you, that doesn't just tell you what make me. Like, honestly, I think when women are challenged, or both of us, like both women, men, they, there, whatever, are challenged, they know that at least the other person's setting boundaries and has a sense of self that they're not willing to, you know, falter on. So, like, he clearly had an agenda, whereas I didn't. So I trusted that we were kind of in the same realm. So I think trusting myself is getting quiet, you know, looking out for someone that says I love you the day they meet you. Like, that's yeah. that's a big watch out for that.
Red flag.
There's a lot of red flags that I painted white.
Do you think it was because you were lonely, or you were looking at that time, or like, what was it that really let you be vulnerable to just take in what he was saying and really believe it as to your core?
So I got imprinted when I was like young, when I saw Moulin Rouge with Ewan McGregor, who's Scottish and looks a lot like him. So I believe that
that's Obi-Wan Kenobi, if anyone's wondering.
Yeah. My unconscious mind, I think, I know this is weird, but I think it made a connection of, oh, just the way he looks and sounds, like he had an accent, so that was hot. And the way he looked was just like, and the things that he was saying, and the thing that I felt. I actually do believe that if past lives exist, I do think we had them. I just don't think we were meant to. I think he meant, like, he came to teach me a lot about how to set, like, take time and set space. I don't know if it was more of like, oh, I was just vulnerable, because I wasn't lonely. I was actually dating someone at the time. Oh, and I had to, and he was great. He was like a firefighter, made a good living, an honest man. And I dumped him for a guy that I hadn't met yet. Wow. That's how sure of the guy. It's like, so it wasn't like, oh, I'm just so lonely, I don't know. It was like, this is my husband, I don't know what to tell you.
Wow. That's what you told the firefighter?
Kind of.
Imagine.
Yeah, he's probably like, okay, you know, I knew she was crazy on Vine, so I'm not, this is nothing new. Like, but you do it so genuinely, and you're like, I don't know. Like, every time I told the story to people, they would get chills, and they're like, this is a movie. And they were right on board. No one really yet. It's like easy to say that in hindsight, that like, no, I knew something was, I knew it was too good to be true. Like, that's what my dad says. He's like, something was too good to be true. He hates him so much.
Yeah. Your parents never had any, like, inclination in the beginning, right?
No. No, he met my mom for coffee. What guy does that before they've met the girl?
That's
Can you imagine?
Extreme.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
That's how I should have known.
I couldn't see myself doing that.
Yeah.
Like, being so, like, I just want her so bad that I'm going to meet with her mom to let her know that I'm integral and that I'm actually serious.
Yeah.
Like,
I could never. I'd have to meet the girl first. Like,
imagine like being at a club and you see a pretty girl and then you like DM her mom and be like, "Can I take you?"
How did that happen?
Yeah, like, how did you set that up?
No, I would never set that up. What happened was we were FaceTiming every day for like 5-6 days, and then decided before he goes back to Australia that he should come to New York to meet me in person. So we're not like this long distance couple that's never met. And I told my mom that this guy's going to come stay. And she goes, well, should I meet him first? I was like, no, no, no. And then I told him that she said that. And she goes, oh, I'd love to. And then they met for coffee. And then I got a call from her. She's like, oh, he's endearing. I have no problem with him. It was lovely. It was 2 hours. They hugged. He's so present. He's so, like, authentic.
Wow.
Lies.
That makes me think, man. It's so scary. It makes me not want to, like, ever trust anyone. Because you never know what people's true, like...
You can trust your gut.
You can trust
your body. The body is so smart, you know.
And she's Irish.
It is. Like, that's like, I would close off to him sexually, like, a year in, and I didn't understand why.
I was like,
what's wrong with me?
Close off? Like,
yeah, like, my vagina would be like, no.
Oh, I didn't really know.
Or just energetically, like, for some reason, I didn't want him touching me.
Like, yeah, like, turn your back to
and
it.
I did,
like, Yeah, but not like that.
And you, but you know when you get that sense from people and you're like, I don't know why, but yeah. I just don't want them touching me. But I don't know why. So my mind can't understand. And so I would, you know, we would work through it. We would talk about it and then we would get closer because anytime he was honest and like would tear up, then my body would be like, oh, I trust you again. You're being honest about something.
When he let his guard down a little bit.
Yeah, right? That's where I open up. But I think my body was picking up on the deception before my mind could. And I was always, I thought it was my fault. Yeah. I was like, no, I like my body knew he was a liar. So it was like, no, dude, I can't procreate with you on a biological level.
That's insane. That really shows people will go to the ends of earth for what they want, right? Like, does he still live in the States now? Or did he move back?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, he booked a TV show.
No way.
He was working at a prestigious workout place and then booked the TV show, and I don't know what he's doing now.
Wow. Well, hopefully he's rotting in hell, that's for sure.
Hopefully they kill him off first episode.
We're talking about the TV show, not in real life. We're not crazy.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I mean, unless he finds a citizenship another way, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, because you have to be married for a certain amount of time, right? For that to, like, be a thing where you actually can stay
here. Yeah. So the point of writing the book, though, was not to bash him. It was to share how I got through it, right? Because I could have made that really personal and been like, what?
Right.
I'm not sexy. I must be boring because that's what he said to that girl. When I was like, well, no, I know those things aren't true. He's in pain. Yeah. So I didn't take it personally. And that's the big mistake that people make when they're betrayed like that. They make it about them, and then they look at the parts that where they think, okay, I guess I'm just not good enough. And then they generalize that other gender. So like what a lot of women do will be like, all men suck. Well, no, that's not true. And don't do yourself a disservice in your heart a disservice by closing it off.
Yeah.
Be willing to be a target and get hit, shot a million times for love. Love is the greatest thing in the whole world. That's what we all want, is to feel love and connection. And so I kept my heart open, not to him, but in general. And you know, some men suck, some men don't. Some women suck, some women don't. It's not an all or nothing thing. I think that's the biggest issue that is going on in today's world, is like the generalization. It's like, you can't say all or nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Look, you're really good with advice. So we actually have a caller. Her name is Dakota from Colorado, and she has a little bit of a spooky story that she wants to share. So let's hear it.
This happened to me and my best friend last year when we were 13. So basically, I was over at her house. Then that day, I was supposed to go home. And we were hanging out in her basement. And there's a spare bedroom that no one really uses. And the door of it is open all the time. So I went upstairs really quickly to go get a snack or something like that. I come back downstairs and my friend looks at me like she just saw a ghost. And I was like, hey, what's wrong? And she's like, in the spare bedroom, I swear to God, I saw a man, like a shadow of a man. So we were both sketched out, but then my friend went upstairs to go get something, and I saw the same exact thing, and I was horrified. Then I go home that night, she texts me and she says, dude, there's someone in my house, I think someone broke in. But we weren't exactly sure. But eventually the guy left, or the person who broke in, and now every single time we hang out, no matter where we are, we always see the shadow man, and no one else can see him, it's only us, and we never see him, like, by ourselves, it's always when we're together, so when we're hanging out, we always see the shadow man.
Wow, that's a little spooky and concerning for sure.
I've seen the Shadow Man.
Are you serious?
I saw him a month ago, and then the next day I saw like 1,000 snakes in the night in the corners of my bedroom. I should have probably led with that.
Yeah, what do you mean? Like, that's a bomb you dropped on us. I mean,
I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't compare to them.
I mean, poor Dakota's
pathological.
Yeah, but poor Dakota's over here with Shadow Man following her, and you have snakes coming out of your roof, and you're
What was crazy is, I never like get night terrors like that. Like I don't really, like, see a lot of stuff, but there was three nights in a row. And the first night was this shadowy guy, except he had a cloak and he was standing over my bed and then he slowly dissolved.
Oh, that's terrifying.
It wasn't like, oh, he went, I blinked and he was gone. So maybe it was my imagination. It was like he slowly faded away. And then I went to my chiropractic healer and I told her, and she's like, well, you know, there's a difference between reality and fantasy. And oh, okay. Yeah. there was a guy in a cloak. And then I had this crazy healer come over to my house and remove. They went straight to the bedroom. I didn't even tell them where the shadow man was. It's all weird.
That is spooky, most definitely. I haven't dealt with this shadow man, but I've had a couple like people tell me stories about the shadowed figure that they see, and it's quite common, actually. So I would recommend what Manon said is maybe just have someone come and, you know,
sage
your spot, because hell no. If I saw someone like repeatedly following me and only me and my friend could see, I'd be spooked for life.
No thanks.
Well, I hope you get that figured out, Dakota. Make sure you grab some some smoky quartz or something and hold on to that to protect you from that negative energy for sure. What do you have that you're working on right now, man, and that you want the people to know about? You know, we're almost out of time here. I want to give you your time to shine here, girl.
My time to shine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm dropping an album. No.
Can I get a feature?
For sure. I don't know. I have a podcast, too. It just started. So, we did. It's called Serious Butt Funny, B-U-T-T.
Butt stuff.
Yeah, butt stuff. Actually, we don't talk about that at all.
Oh.
So.
Interesting spelling then.
Yeah, I was just trying to play on words.
Got it.
I'm moving.
Nice.
Selling that house and getting the F out of there.
As you should.
Because it has shadow men.
Exactly. And that snakes. That bat. Wait, what if maybe the shadow man came from
our ex-fiancé? Like probably
it's his demon or devil.
It's his shadow. And I don't know what else I have. But I have a TikTok. Hit me up on TikTok and Instagram.
Hit me up on TikTok. Where can the people find you?
At Manon Matthews. MANONMATHEWS. And then Manifestation on Instagram as well.
Check that out if you want to boost your spiritual morale.
Oh, and my audiobook.
Look at this. Throw
Sorry,
it in there.
I just keep forgetting. How it works out. It was available on, paper copy, whatever you could read it. But also there's an audiobook where I read my own book.
Oh, that must be nice.
So if you want like a meditative state and I can tell you my story.
Oh, you have one of those voices.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. I might want to check it out now.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. That's on Audible?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be checking it out. Love Audible. Before we end this podcast, I want to announce the winners of this beautiful shirt. If you don't know how to get one, you just follow the Instagram, share your scare, and leave a 5-star review on the podcast. I want to give a shout out to Moni, M-O-N-I. She's one of the winners of a shirt, getting it for free. You can't buy these shirts. They're only given away. And the other one is Wolf Gotcha. Thank you for the reviews. I saw them. I'm going to be sending you your shirt, so look for my DM. Miss Manon Matthews, thank you so much for coming on here and blessing us. I know that story must have been really hard to tell, and I'm so sorry that you had to go through something like that.
Aww.
I can't imagine like your trust levels now, but I'm so sorry that you had to do that, and I will be most definitely checking out your manifestations because I'm all about that lifestyle.
Thank you. This is a hug for you guys.
Virtual hugs, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for streaming Sus. We love you. Take care. Peace. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Sus. Share your scare. Make sure to subscribe and check back every Wednesday for new episodes. And don't forget to tell your friends. Follow all of our social media links at shareyourscare.com. We're going to be doing tons of giveaways, but only for our most active fans. If you have a scare of your own that you want to share, leave us a voicemail. Our number is 626-275-8695. Or if you just want to shoot us an email, our email is shareyourscarepod@gmail.com. And that's spelled with a U-R. Until next Wednesday, stay sus.